Well, November is Adoption Awareness Month, a month set aside to celebrate adoptive families and create awareness for adoption in Canada. Anne Rhone Sheldon is the founder of a Facebook page, Newfoundland and Labrador Adoptees. She set up the page probably over a decade ago now to find her own birth family. Since then, more than 10,000 people have joined the site, many of whom have posted and met success with their searches. Anne Rhone Sheldon joins me live by phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerilyn. How are you this morning?
Fabulous. It's great to talk to you again. How did being adopted shape your life, Ms. Sheldon?
In many ways, and that's such a loaded question. You know, there's been negative ways and there's been positive ways. The negativity came from, you know, having a hole in my heart and not knowing sort of where I came from. And, you know, that as a teenager sort of affected me in a negative way, and I went down some negative paths. But, you know, since then I have found my family, and that hole has been filled. And so it's been very positive for me.
Did you always know that you were adopted?
Yes. From the very get-go, my parents were very clear on the fact that I was adopted. And, you know, that was, I think, a really good thing because, you know, many people aren't told. And so they grow up with the surprise that they were adopted, and so that creates a whole new sort of level of you know, distrust within their own family, you know, and that can have very negative connotations, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you know, you've sort of become the go-to person on adoption in this province. What do you hear from people who have been adopted?
Well, a lot of them, you know, the majority of them do have good experiences, you know, in finding their own sort of biological families. But there are a few out there that don't have that positive experience, and that can be very hurtful. And that stems from the fact that, you know, that there's such a stigma back in, you know, the mid-1900s that if you were an unwed mother, you were more or less shunned from your family, from your community, and it was such a negative thing to go through. And so from that came sort of the secrecy that, you know, these unwed mothers had these babies. And so that's stuck with them. So when those babies grow up and want to find their families, it becomes very difficult to sort of let go of that stigma. So I'm very pleased that there is National Awareness Month for adoption because, you know, we need to really sort of focus on that and make people understand that that stigma should be left where it was, because today it's not such a stigma. And so we need to open up and be sort of more welcoming to those of us that are looking for our families.
Absolutely. What would you say to someone who's thinking of giving up a child?
You know, it's not a terrible thing, because the majority of us end up in families that need us, that want to raise us in a loving environment. So, you know, I know, you know, there must be some sort of, you know, having a daughter of myself, I can't imagine, you know, having to make that choice. But in the end, it is a selfless choice, because you are potentially giving that child to a family that really, really wants that child and wants to show that child real love and a real family and, you know, just welcome them, you know. So yeah, it can be a difficult choice, but it can be the right one as well.
And to just flip that on its side, what would you say to someone who's thinking about adopting?
The same, you know, it can be such a rewarding experience. I mean, I know, looking at my mom and dad, I mean, I lost an older brother back in the 80s to a car accident, and he was their biological son. And so me and my brother, who were both adopted, became their sort of, I don't want to say replacement, but we were there for them when they could have been left alone, you know, after losing him. And so mom and dad have often said to us, you know, if it wasn't for us, they don't know where they would have ended up. So having an adopted child is no different than having your own child. It really isn't, because that love grows in the same way that it would if it was a biological child. So I would encourage it, you know.
And, I mean, adoption, like everything, has changed over the years. But how do you see that it has changed?
I believe it's more open. So it's more accepting to, on both sides, to give up that child and to take in that child, and that it's an alternative that is, you know, a much better one, because, you know, you're giving that child the life that they may not necessarily have, you know, if they stay in the situation they're in, because a lot of people give up their babies because they don't have the environment to raise that child in a good home, or in a good financial home, or in a good family home, you know. So taking that child in gives them the opportunity to have the life that they necessarily wouldn't have.
You're so right. And Roan Sheldon, thank you so much for joining the VOCM Morning Show this morning.
Thank you so much. You take care.